Sunday 77 Mid-Michigan's favorite hits on a Thursday morning with Brad. Being joined on the phone this morning one more time with 10,000 Maniacs founding member keyboardist Dennis Drew, who also co-wrote many hit songs for the band. And yesterday we talked about the albums In My Tribe, Blind Man's Zoo, Our Time in Eden, Love Among the Runes, and we talked about, sadly, the loss of lead guitar player, big writer in the band, Rob Buck, who passed away. Well, a couple of records have come out since 2000 when Rob passed away that have some of the Maniacs' best stuff on them, really. Music from the Motion Picture and Twice Told Tales. And Dennis is going to talk to us this morning about those two great records. This morning he's on the phone from Jamestown. Good morning, Dennis, and welcome. I understand that Music from the Motion Picture, which is another fantastic album that more people need to get their hands on, I've heard you talk about that some of the songs are about Rob on that record, Dennis. Is that right?
Yeah. Rob passed away, and that was sad. And I'm really proud of Music of the Motion Picture because it got us all out of our funk. We did it. Steve Gustafson forced us to make the record. We had to do something. We had to get going. John had quit. Rob died. We were floundering. We didn't play for like 3 or 4 years, and then we started to pick up a gig here and there. We brought in another singer. It was stupid. Mary came back. We started playing, and we realized, Steve really realized, we got to put out some kind of a record or, you know, we're just going to fade away. We got to do something. I had been always working and writing with Jeff Erickson. Now, Jeff Erickson was Rob Buck's friend, was Rob's guitar tech. Jeff was probably 20 years younger than Rob. But when we were playing in the very late 90s, Jeff had a band in town, and Rob asked him to come out and be his guitar tech, and he did. And he had all of Rob's notes, all of Rob's stuff. But even when Rob was still alive, Jeff and I got together and started writing songs together in my basement in the late 90s. And a lot of those songs on Music from the Motion Picture are actually from the late 90s.
Wow.
And are about, Gold was written, the day Rob died, basically.
Oh, that's a great song, Dennis.
It's one of the songs I'm the most proud of in my life, but we went down after Rob collapsed at home and was taken to UPMC in Pittsburgh, flown down there. We visited him on his life support system. Yeah. And we came home in my basement, Jeff and I, and I played that riff over and over and over again, and Jeff just sang tons of words, probably 15, 20 minutes of singing Stream of Consciousness, and we turned it around and edited it and turned it into a song probably a day or so before Rob actually passed. So that was at the very moment of our feeling that way.
Wow.
And Downhill was written after he passed, about cleaning up his, went over and took care of his house, and I found his pocket knife and all this stuff, interesting and sad stuff. And so for us to get out of that, we needed to work, and we finally got back to work in 2013. Steve pushed us to get back to work, and we made that record completely on our own again. Recorded it in a theater and mixed it at a friend of ours' little home's Pro Tools studio, and a bit of an autobiographical record. It was, the motion picture is the motion picture of our lives, and all those songs have something to do with who we are and things that actually happen.
We're glad you're back doing what you love. The band sounds great, and I want to talk before, you've been very generous with your time, Dennis, so thank you. Twice Told Tales is a record that I think it'll introduce people to great folk music, and you guys do a great job on this record. Talk about Twice Told Tales, if you would, Dennis.
Sure. We love that stuff. We did Who Knows Where the Time Goes earlier. A lot of folk music in our live shows, we would, that would just kind of, Natalie would sing a cappella. we were touring behind. We were out with Mary doing music from the motion picture. Mm-hmm. John showed up again and was back with us. So we're playing there around whatever year it was. You know, you'll have to tell me. I don't remember now. 2015.
I think so. Yeah.
And we would do this section where Mary would do "Song of the Wandering Angus," the Blake song. And a cappella, she would sing that. And it was always a real, it was very emotional, very stunning in the center of our set. And then we'd come out with a little bit of weirdness and then go into another song. But it was a real centerpiece of the set, this very dramatic "Song of the Wandering Angus." And we loved it. And we said, if some clowns like Mumford and Son can come over here and do fake American music, we could do our own fake British music. No, we love that stuff over there. We played the Cambridge Folk Festival back in the 80s, and Martin Carthy and, you know, Richard Thompson and Joe Boyd and all these guys. So we're steeped in that tradition already. Right. So we said, we don't have any new songs. Well, let's put something out. Let's put out another record, and this will be easy. Let's do a bunch of these folk songs that we love, "Death of Queen Jane" and "Carrick Fergus" and all these great songs. We said, let's just do it. So we got our friend Armand John. We had John curate for us. John Lombardo picked out the songs. We figured the ones we could actually play that Mary could sing and what key we could do them in.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up to Tarbox Road Studios. We're really lucky. Now we have Tarbox Road up the road from us, about 50 to 20 minutes, and that's Dave Fridman, and that's where, you know, the Flaming Lips do their record, and Spoon did their record.
Wow.
And Miley Cyrus mixes records up there. It's a really great rural studio about 15 minutes from us up there. And so we go up there, and Armand, our friend, Armand Petrie, who's, you'll see his name on most of our records, he's a part owner of that, or was one of the originators of that studio. So we went up there and stayed for a couple of days and put together all those folk songs. It was super fun. And then got to go out on the road and play most of them. And we really, really enjoyed that. "She Moves Through the Fair" is really wonderful to do. Our live version of that can be pretty stunning because we really go off. So that was a beautiful record. We enjoyed that. We like doing covers. You know, a lot of people know us for our covers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, "Peace Train" and "Because of the Night" and "More Than This." You know, we did "Who Knows Where the Time," but we could do a whole record of covers that we used to do.
You could,
"Just as the Tide Was Flowing," and we've recorded The Smiths, and we've recorded R.E.M., we've done John Prine, we've done all kinds of stuff.
And you do a Go ahead, Dennis, sorry.
No, thank you. We do it well, but we like doing it. There's no embarrassment about that, so it's fun. I thought that was great when, what's his name, Adams, did that whole 1989 record by Taylor Swift, Ryan Adams, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun. When you go back to the 60s, you know, Dylan had put out a song, and everybody covered it. They'd all have hits with it.
That's so funny. But, you know, again, you're talking about some great songs. And you guys, speaking of great remakes, I gotta ask about "Just Like Heaven" by The Cure. Live, okay. You guys nail that.
I don't know. It's funny. We're big fans of The Cure. You know, we actually got to play with them.
Oh, wow.
Back in 1989, we were the first band that they ever allowed to open for them in the United States. We played some outdoor gigs with them. Really nice guys. It's so funny. You know, they look all scary and that funny hairdos and everything and the gothic thing. And then you meet them and they're just regular guys.
Oh, wow,
you know, Robert Smith is just a regular guy. You know, shy, really nice. Loved Natalie. Was really loved Natalie. Even gave us a song, a riff that he had written. He couldn't come up with anything for it. He gave it to us. We couldn't come up with anything either. But that was back in 89. So they were sweet. So we always liked The Cure. Always. We used to, in our first incarnation of Still Life and 10,000 Maniacs, we used to do "Boys Don't Cry" and 10:15 on a Saturday night. So we used to do cover Cure songs. We're big fans. So we're you know, we're just rehearsing one day, and we need, we need some songs for an encore. We need to, we can't just come back out and do another one. Let's come up with a fun song for an encore.
Mm-hmm.
And there he goes, oh, let's do Just Like Heaven. And we go, wow, we can't do that. That's too hard. That's really special. That's a beautiful. We can't do that one. We'll never figure that one out. And she says, yeah, we will. It's not that hard. So we listened to it, and we figured it out, and it sounded great.
It does, yeah.
Just lucky. Sometimes you just got to try stuff, Don't be so – that was another classic Rob Buck lesson. He had passed by then, but it was a classic Rob Buck lesson. Just do it. Find out. If it sucks, it sucks. Don't do it, but try it.
And that's what you got to do. But Dennis, let us know when I know you're working on some music. When that comes out, we'd love to talk to you about that, where people can get it. But you've been so great with your time, Dennis. Thank you so much for spending some time talking about this great band and what you've done and the future and talking about some great music and spending time with us this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Brad. I enjoy it, and I'm happy to talk anytime.